So, lately, I have been trying to teach myself how to have a G-spot orgasm, and it's been an outstanding and just horrible failure. I've managed to do it 3 times in the last, like, maybe 3 weeks, and it's kind of pissing me off. I can get there, I can get close, I can get right on the edge, I just need something to push me over the edge, and I haven't figured out what that something is yet, because it's like when I'm hitting my clit, I'm rubbing my clit, what I do is I use my middle finger to circle counterclockwise. Yes, there is a very scientific method to getting me off. Not scientific, but there is a very direct method to getting me off. I rub my middle finger counterclockwise around my clit faster and faster. And when I'm ready to come, I push down just a little bit harder, and I push my finger across the top of my clit. And that's what sends me over the edge, and I just keep rubbing and forcing myself to rub my clit as I orgasm. And it just, I ride it out, and it feels so good. And this, teaching myself how to have a G-spot orgasm has been frustrating as fuck. I haven't been able to do it. It's 2 of the 3 times I've had a G-spot orgasm, I've had help. And the one time I just kind of got lucky because I was just so revved up. So it's been frustrating. And between the fact that I am right now switching from being a freelance ghostwriter to whatever job I can find, I'm stressed. I'm a little bit stressed. And on top of that, I'm already thinking about my fall semester, and I'm worried about everything. It's just, plus, this orgasm thing is frustrating. Right now, I've actually got a toy in me. It's resting right up against my G-spot, and the clitoral stimulator is right against my clit. It feels so good. Well, I'm just frustrated because I can't seem to get myself to orgasm the way I want to orgasm because my G-spot gets hit just right. It feels so fucking good. When I come, it's like this gentle but insistent violence just absolutely rages throughout my body and grabs every single one of my limbs, and it's just, it's like my body doesn't even belong to me, and the orgasm goes on, and it's so freaking amazing. It's just absolutely superlative to anything I've felt before, and I want that, and I want to be able to actually have that with somebody else, to be able to have sex and orgasm just from having my G-spot hit just right would be amazing. But yeah, so I've been teaching myself how to, or trying to teach myself how to have a G-spot orgasm, and I've been failing. So not only that, I've been having multiple orgasms daily, because, you know, if I don't have orgasms and I get stressed, I kind of want to have somebody bathe in nice-smelling scented bath oils and get them smelling really nicely, and then when they get out of the tub, tell them how good they smell and how good that bath must have made them feel. And then I want to punch that fucker in the clavicle and light them on fire. Because I'm just that cranky when I don't get to orgasm. So, yeah, I've had daily orgasms. But, So today I decided to pack up. I packed up my laptop, I packed up my bullet, and I went to Starbucks. I went to my favorite Starbucks, too. The baristas there know my drink. They know I want a blended lemonade with extra ice. Not a strawberry lemonade, just a lemonade, because the strawberry lemonades taste like Campinos, or whatever those candies are, and they're fucking disgusting. So, I walk into the bathroom at Starbucks, and pull my bullet out and undo my jeans and get my bullet right up against my clit and run the controller out with a little wire, make sure it's in my pocket nice and safe. And I do everything up so you can't really tell what's going on. And I go back out, and the barista has my drink ready, and I set up my computer at my usual spot, pay for my drink, and I settle in. And I start counting customers while I'm writing. I sit down and I start writing. Every 5 customers, I turn the bullet on or off. I don't feel like teasing myself today. I didn't feel like teasing myself today. So, every 5 customers, it was either off or on, as high as it could be on. And so I sat there counting. And, I started thinking about you. I thought about how good it would feel to have your cock inside of me, fucking me, fucking this grateful little cunt of mine. Feeding every inch into my slutty little hole. Greedy little cunt. Loving every inch that you give me. It feels so good. And I sat there counting customers in Starbucks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I would turn the bullet off. And I would sit there counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I would turn it back on and go back to you. Thinking about you. Bending me over. My Starbucks table. My favorite table in the entire store. Bending me over and pushing my jeans down around my ankles. You telling me to hold my, spread my ass. So I reach back and I spread my ass apart for you. And you tell me to squeeze as hard as I can. And squeeze harder and harder until my hands and my arms are shaking because I'm squeezing so hard. And then you fucking me. Like the good little slut that I am. And treating me like the filthy fucking whore that I love to be. And it feels so good. Being in that Starbucks thinking about you fucking me. And treating me like a dirty little slut. And it feels so good. Bullets on my clit. It's on. And I'm getting so close to coming. And then the 5th customer walks in and I'm gonna turn the toy off. And it's all I can do not to get up out of my chair and walk up to that customer and flick them on the nose because they made me stop. But I'm sitting there in my chair imagining you standing over me, your fat throbbing cock in your hand as you work your hand up and down it, asking me what I am, and me looking up at you, my bangs in my face, biting my lower lip right before I tell you that I'm your whore, and you laugh and ask what I am again. I tell you that I'm your whore. And you ask if I'm yours. And I say it. I say that I'm yours. You make me say it again. That I'm yours. I'm your filthy fucking little whore that you can use and abuse whenever, wherever, and however you want. And then, oh, glorious of moments. The fifth customer walks in again. And my bullet's on. And, I'm so close to coming. And right now I'm fucking myself so hard with my toy. And I'm wondering if I'm gonna come at the Starbucks. I'm thinking, yes, I am. And you're there. Starbucks, silently biting my lip. People all around me, as I was thinking about you, letting me be a dirty little slut for you and just for you, because I'm yours. Oh gosh. And my grateful little pussy is no longer aching. As I turn my toy off. Thank you for letting me come. And that's what I got up to today. Believe me, it was awesome. It definitely took away the frustration of the fact that while I may not be able to get myself to have a G-spot orgasm whenever I want, that doesn't mean I can't get myself to come whenever and wherever I want to. And that's all that matters, isn't it?